Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Overnight, House Speaker Mike Johnson declining to answer questions after meeting with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance.
I'm not going to say anything else more about it tonight because we're in the middle of these negotiations, but I think we'll be able to solve some problems here, and we'll keep working on it.
As the clock ticks down to a government shutdown this weekend. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Members of the Teamsters who work for Amazon are on the picket lines in several big cities today. They want better pay and health benefits. Amazon says package deliveries will not be affected. The FAA is banning drone flying in parts of New Jersey following several reports of drone sightings in the state recently. The man in France who prosecutors say drugged his wife and then raped her, then invited 50 other men to do the same for years, found guilty and sentenced to 20 years behind bars. This is ABC News. CVS is facing a new lawsuit from the Justice Department accusing the company of feeding into the nation's addiction crisis by filling questionable prescriptions. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
The complaint says the company, with more than 9,000 stores nationwide, did it to fuel its own profits at the expense of public health and safety. The Justice Department claims CVS ignored its own pharmacists and internal data, pointing to problematic prescriptions. CVS denies the accusations, saying each of the prescriptions in question was for an FDA-approved opioid medication prescribed by a practitioner who the government itself licensed.
The Los Angeles deputy mayor was placed on administrative leave this week after FBI agents searched his home after an investigation revealed he was likely the source of a bomb threat allegedly made against City Hall earlier this year. 5 years after they were first discovered in Washington State, wildlife officials have declared this week's the murder hornets likely eradicated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And, I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith-Jigba out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines. And we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List, Text to Win Contest, and fabulous prizes. We'll tell you how to do it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The following program, the John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, as usual, as always.
Morning.
Except when we're filling in for somebody else, you know, something like that.
You do have the wrong microphone, Gordy.
Do you really?
Things
here. Gee, that's weird. Second. Okay. I could have swore it was the other way
throwing
around.
Throwing microphones around the room.
There we go.
Wow.
Somebody... Who comes in Who here does on Wednesday
this?
Nights?
I know. Wednesday. Well, no one's here on Wednesday night.
They have. I think the kids sneak in here and have a party or something.
The elves.
Huh?
It's the elves? Evil elves.
It's the gremlins in the system.
Okay, but why would they switch the microphone?
It's the Trump elves.
The Trump elves.
Remember? And Trump's own elf. He's an elf now.
He's
you know?
An elf?
He's a posable elf that you can buy for Christmas.
Elf and if
you
on
get,
a shelf.
If you get three of them, you get one free. So.
Okay. Well, happy Thursday morning
yeah.
to us.
Well, yes. Happy, yeah. happy Thursday.
Yeah.
This is a big day today. We've got, we've got our Christmas lists of our favorite movies.
Yes.
Christmas movies.
We haven't cross-checked these lists.
No, so we haven't.
We may have some duplication, right. but I think...
That's good.
I think I've got a few extras.
Are we going to have any fights over a movie on somebody's list that the other people don't consider a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yes,
maybe.
We could have a fight about it. We could also disagree with why a movie is good or bad.
Okay.
Without any hurt feelings, guys. You know, I don't want anybody to walk away disappointed.
Really?
And then, by the way, it's not just the movies, our top 10 movies.
What?
But if you have a TV show, TV special, they always have TV specials. And, you know, I mean, Charlie Brown Christmas is a TV special. It's not a movie. So we could also include that stuff later, not in the movie list.
We can't have that.
Very strict rules here.
You're making these rules up as you go along.
I am. There are very strict rules.
Okay.
No, there aren't. No.
Okay.
I mean, if you included it, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, you know, people tend to watch it 3 or 4 times in a row, so it's the length of a movie. I'll just make excuses for you.
Okay.
We've got Busted Pencils coming up. Tim Slecker is going to be here talking about vouchers.
Yeah.
Taking other public schools out. In other words, public schools can't support themselves because the money is going to voucher schools. So a lot of schools are closing down in other states. We might even see that happening here as well. So we'll talk to Dr. Tim about that. Plus, he was actually, he has a, they dropped a, podcast, where they are interviewing Dr. Jill Underle, Wisconsin's superintendent of public schools.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll talk to him about that. And they also talked to Matt Damon's mom about education.
Wait. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to find, we got to have that music standing
by. She's got her own theme, but we'll play that as soon as Tim gets here.
Okay, well, let's surprise him with that, okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay, good. I'm glad we've got that lined up.
Yeah.
All right.
Big plans.
Oh, we also, you know, we're just down to the last 2 days of the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest, you know, so I'm going to go into great detail today, go through it completely, so if there's anybody who doesn't understand how to do this, we're going to step you through the, you know, everything.
Thank God. I've been a little confused.
You are always a little confused, but...
Well, yeah. I know this is an adult contest. Are we bringing out the adult toys this time?
See, you're already going there. Just goes right into the gutter.
It's the adult gift list, right?
That's sure. right. It's the adult gift list, you know?
Yeah.
We've already got some texts rolling in.
Oh, really?
You mentioned the Trump elf on a shelf.
Yeah.
Trump is more of an orc or an ogre, not an elf.
That's true.
Okay.
Maybe we can use one of those as
Thank
a doorstop.
From Mark in the sack. Yeah. He's up early this morning. Good morning, Mark. It's cloudy out there today, and we're expecting some snow a little bit later on, maybe 2 to 4 inches.
I was looking at the radar, and it was such a slow-moving storm.
That means it's
I wasn't even
big.
Sure where the hell, what direction it was going in. We might just get the southern tip of it if it's going northeast.
Well, most of it is going to be to the north of us, and yes, track all the way north.
To
northeastern. Well, no, not really, but okay.
I knew
snow is coming our way,
Mr. Weatherman. I knew he'd correct me.
Again, just leave it to the professionals.
Yes.
Okay,
all right.
Tell us which way the snow is tracking. Right now, it's 22 degrees. Would you like to know the afternoon high today?
You know, we're going to have to find out. Can we get the one-arm bandit out this time?
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't used that.
Yeah, let's get the slot machine. Okay, first number?
0.
027. Okay, that gets the jackpot.
That was quick.
It's a fast one-arm bandit. I got to keep up with it.
Yeah, I know.
27 will be the high.
At work.
Again, get ready for snow. Not a lot around here. Maybe a couple inches, 2 to 4 inches.
But it's just enough to have to get that snow blower out.
You think so?
And start working the sidewalks and driveway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Well, be glad you have a snow blower at least, John.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
be thankful for what you have.
I think they call it a triple stage because it's got this blade in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, just swirls around as you go through the drips.
Yeah, that's what snowblowers do.
Is this a new snowblower? Did you get a new one?
It's an old one.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the normal ones have, you know, the blades on each side, and it just shoves snow into the funnel.
Right.
This has a blade in the very front. So that blade throws snow into the other blades, which throws snow out. The shaft. So, I mean, it's really an incredible machine.
High tech stuff. Yeah.
It's really powerful.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, anyway, if anybody wants to buy one.
Okay. Can we come over and watch you do the snowblower and maybe get a few listeners there and see how you handle things around the mansion?
We could do a video how to.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, they have the battery operated. Snow blowers. I don't know how that would work.
Is that what you have, or is it gas?
No, it's gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. They only just started coming out with those a few years ago.
Yeah,
but
the battery operated.
Yeah. How could a battery operated snow blower really blow snow well? I mean, if you have high drifts,
well,
it's going to wear that battery down instantly.
Listen, they
a lot
have
of power.
They have battery operated semi trucks now, and
you just got to buy one and find out, John.
I think they can figure it out for snowblowers.
Okay. All right, maybe they have figured that technology out.
Okay,
I'm a little dumbfounded. Okay,
let's get to the national day calendar.
All right,
for today, December 19th,
all right.
Is it National Buckle Up Your Snow Boots Day?
Oh, God, seriously.
Is it national?
It's that one. That's not the one.
Okay, you're right. You win a dime. Okay, now on to the rest of them. National. What happened to the music?
Well, he won already. The point of playing the Jeopardy theme is to figure out which one is the fake one.
Is that the point of it? Really? Okay. Come on, play the music again. Please.
There, just
say
for
please
you.
And thank you.
Just for you.
Is it National Oatmeal Muffin Day? You bet it is. How about National Hard Candy Day and National Regifting Day?
Oh,
wait a minute. Why would Regifting Day be
before the gifts?
Before Christmas? It's the third. Let's check
that
one out
first.
That's
got to be wrong.
No, no, it is correct. It is the Thursday before Christmas each year.
You have to figure out who's going to get the gift you got last year.
Okay. Is that what your guess is?
That's it.
Each year on the Thursday before Christmas, people across the U.S. participate in National Regifting Day. The day acknowledges the office parties and the unique Christmas gift exchanges that they do. This particular December Thursday appears to be the most common day for companies to hold their annual employee and company holiday parties. We're putting ours off until like mid-January, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier that way for everybody. Right. How to observe National Regifting
Fewer
Day.
Fewer bomb threats at that point.
Really? Okay. While it may be an official holiday in some states, we recommend caution when deciding to regift something. The term does suggest, after all, that the item is unwanted to begin with and may be unwanted by the next recipient. This is all about regifting, apparently.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If at any point you find regifting a little bit exhausting, then you should probably consider regifting.
What?
That makes no sense at all. If at any point you find regifting a little bit exhausting, then you should probably reconsider regifting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do it, in other words.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't do it.
On another note, the game of perpetual regifting is some families celebrate that year after year. Okay.
We got a few texts here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All about their electric snowblower.
Yeah. Well, one.
Catherine
says she has one. Oh. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Maybe she did mention that.
Looks like
that.
She hasn't used it yet because she says, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. Okay.
Wait and see. I got a question about you guys have done white elephant gift exchanges, right?
Yes.
What's either the best or worst gift that you've gotten for one of those?
Hey, I got an answer for that.
Do you?
Yeah. I was in the basement yesterday looking for some stuff, and I came across a clock. You know, I love clocks. I used to collect clocks and watches. And I ran across a gift that somebody gave me. It's a Trump clock.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. You know, I should bring that in.
You should. Yeah,
you should hang it on the wall.
Put it on the wall.
The Trump clock. And you can set it to go off every hour.
Okay.
And he shouts out, you can't turn the volume down on the damn thing. He shouts out, make America great again.
Where did you get that?
It's really loud. I didn't get it. Somebody gave it to me. And
wow.
I shoved it in the basement someplace, and I refound it, and now
I can't believe you didn't just like light it on fire or something.
No, bring it in.
It's a classic.
I think all three of us should bring one thing that we don't want anymore and give it to the other one of us three.
That's
tomorrow.
Not going to happen. You know,
our very own holiday gift exchange.
Gordy already gave me his banjo guitar, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
And you haven't touched it since, have you?
Well, no, I looked at it. I tried to. I actually tuned it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hmm?
That's good. It's National Oatmeal Muffin Day. You like oatmeal muffins? This is your day. And it's also National Hard Candy Day. I can't stand hard candy. Don't like it at
all.
Really? Yeah, not at all.
Well,
it's not good for your
free.
Teeth. It's not good
they
for
make
your
the sugar free candy
well,
now.
I don't care. I
and they're making
like
sugar free cough drops as well. So I always look for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
The very electric good. Snowblower.
Okay. All right. You may need it today. 2 to 4 inches of snow on the way. And we're coming back with history books. We're going to open it up and see what's going on.
No, not this again.
Yeah, I know.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a Peterson classic Christmas song.
What is the matter with you?
I know.
I found the brains of Santa Claus under my bed.
Well, it's a Christmas classic. So, yeah, all right.
Okay.
We're getting the holiday spirit here.
I hope you...
What's wrong with me? I hope
there are no kids listening at this hour.
Kids probably have a more devious mind than John, even.
Yeah,
you think?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All right. All right.
Who did that song? Do we have any name attached to that?
Nobody. I actually have
anonymous?
No idea.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's 6:23. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
Catherine, what is wrong with you?
Good morning. I found the brains of Santa Claus under my bed. Okay.
Oh, I've got some real classics for you later, too.
Really? You got more?
Oh, yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
No. No, please.
I've got a great Christmas racing ad. You know how they used to have the racetrack ads?
Oh.
Sunday.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I've got one for Christmas.
No kidding.
For
really?
Santa, yeah.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
All right. Can we hear that now or later?
Would...
You going to save it for later? You just want to tease it now, huh?
Should we play it now?
No, give me a little bit, because I didn't know that John put all of this music in here today. I got to get it loaded up.
Sort it out?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I make sure that it's... cleaned air. Wouldn't put it past John.
You know what? I don't know.
We got a text from.
I don't know if it is.
We got a text from Mark who says I prefer chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
You know, I do too. I think that's why we don't have the album here.
Yeah.
I think I've already roasted the album.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to the day in history and not have to open the book this time. All we have to do is get out the Kindle.
No kidding.
What if we get some of that? Like, you know, people who look at historical documents, they can like read pages underneath other pages with X-ray.
Yes.
What if we get that?
Why not? That sounds like a great idea.
Well, it probably costs millions of dollars to get that tech.
Oh.
we'll
have to wait.
We'll have to keep opening the book for the time being.
Opening the book. Let's do it. Oh, no. Emphysema.
Hey, you know, I saw.
Excuse me.
Maybe the money we get out of the one-armed bandit, we could, you know, start saving up for that X-ray machine.
Yeah. Iron lung.
Yeah. For an air purifier, an iron lung.
An iron lung.
There you go. Now, what's on this day in history? What happened?
Going back to the Revolutionary War. Today in 1777, Washington and the Continental Army, they first make their encampment at Valley Forge for the rest of the winter.
We should have had the bit.
What? Oh, yeah.
American words?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have to pull it up.
Can we find that? I'll play it later.
All right.
Okay.
Today in 1843, A Christmas Carol was published for the first time.
Oh, cool, cool.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple versions of A Christmas Carol on my top 10 movie list.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So do I.
Ooh.
They're
probably different ones than you've got.
Oh, ouch.
I haven't actually... sorry.
I suppose you
I haven't actually seen that many versions of it. There's tons of them.
Man, I can't believe how many versions there are of A Christmas
it's
Carol
a classic
or Scrooge.
Story. It's such a classic story.
It really is. It's one of the best stories, and I can't imagine why it's not like... Top of the list for most lists.
Okay.
It's a classic.
It's kind of a dark Christmas story.
But it's the best. I mean, it's really one of the most original stories you can think of.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else on this date? Anything
else? Last thing I got on my list today in 1998, the U.S. House impeaches President Clinton.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, Hillary. What have I done?
For one of the dumbest reasons ever.
Really?
Can we have all no one talks about it because, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's oral sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And it was, you know, consensual between two adults. Supposedly he was her boss, so that made it
She was an intern.
So, if going forward, Trump commits perjury as an official act.
Going forward, yeah.
If Trump commits perjury as an official act, is that liable to get him convicted?
No. He gets off.
He
gets off either way.
He's got complete. Oh, jeez. He has immunity.
Don't get me there.
He has complete immunity.
Incredible.
He can do anything he wants.
So now, I guess.
Good for him.
that could be an act that. Many of the presidents could get away with at this point.
It's one of the benefits of the job, I guess. Maybe you should get elected president.
Oh.
Well, I'd enjoy that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the sweaty... sweaty
next,
donuts.
Next week, we're gonna hear a little segment with Pete Sweaty.
Yes, Pete Sweaty's bakery is amazing.
Yes.
Really,
yeah.
It truly is.
We'll bring that back next week. We've got a whole bunch of classic stuff next week.
We put together a Christmas special. Mm-hmm. We had Rocker in here. We brought in a lot of the Wisconsin music, Christmas music
really,
that's out there.
Really great stuff.
It is. It's good stuff. And we also played a few tracks from Saturday Night Live. And it's a good show. So if you can, check it out.
You get to hear John's life story. And Gordy's, and mine, and Catherine's.
That's right. All on Christmas Eve?
Is on the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that stuff. Okay. With Rocker, it's Christmas Eve.
That's right.
The day, the morning of Christmas Eve.
Yes,
never mind.
I have no idea.
Tune in
we're
going to
be gone all week next week.
Okay, yeah. But in a way, we'll be here all next week, too.
We're never really gone.
We've got Broken Pencils coming up in just a few minutes.
Right around the corner on John and Gordy in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Friday is the deadline for a congressional resolution to be passed or the government shuts down. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And if the government shuts down, that continuing resolution act is not passed, then production agriculture essentially loses a lot of essential funding that is contained in the current, soon-to-expire Farm Bill. Sam Kiefer is Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says all commodity organizations, farm associations, are doing a full court press to make their case on why this is so critical.
Every elected official is important. The last 3 days, it's been a process of engaging with the leadership in each chamber. But at this point, votes are what are needed to get this across the finish line. Every elected official needs to understand how important this critical assistance is for farmers and ranchers. If Congress is unable to pass this legislation, first and foremost, the government will shut down because the current funding for the government is only through the end of this week. But the negotiated deal that we've secured, a good bit of relief. It's certainly not what agriculture needs, but it's a good bit of relief for now.
Clock's ticking. That's Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Markets in overnight electronic trade trying to regain some of the lost ground from Wednesday's session. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
Markets are anxious this morning over what's happening in Washington, D.C. and the end of the Federal Reserve meeting yesterday, creating a little anxiety. Our corn contracts are unchanged this morning. Soybeans are up 3. The wheat market, both nearby and new crop, down a nickel. Barrel and block cheese were unchanged yesterday. AA butter dropped a penny to $2.51. And January Class 3 milk going into cheese down 23 cents right now at $19.94 a hundredweight. There's just a quick snapshot on the markets this morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Snow is likely today and tonight. We could get about 2 to 4, maybe a little more, inches of snow by the time it winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. It could also be breezy at times, especially tonight, which could create some blowing snow. 30 today, 23 tonight. Conditions improve tomorrow with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
I'm Sam Davison, producer of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. Tis the season for leftovers and stretchy pants. May your gifts be many and your returns and exchanges be few. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas like cold hard cash. Happy holidays.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, get those tires ready and start practicing. Snow is coming. Brittany Merlot will be here with weather and wine to let us know what to expect. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Sing along, everybody.
Hey, Matt, can we come over after school? We can hang around by the pool.
92.7 WMDX.
Your mom's a prof at Leslie.
As we do each
U.
and every Thursday morning at 6:30, we have Dr. Tim Schlecker in from Busted Pencils. And we play that that theme song for Matt Damon's mom because you guys actually have a podcast where you talk to her, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll bring it up, and we'll start the theme again. And that's cute. That's cute. I actually haven't heard that.
Oh, so you like that? Huh?
That was fun. Yeah, I did like that.
Something we put together.
Yeah. We're going to talk first.
I just want to know where you guys got Matt to do the singing.
Well, you know, it did
a
lot of
secret.
Pull here.
Yeah.
You know,
we,
okay.
For a local radio show, you know, mm-hmm. we can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. AI, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
No, not really.
No.
All right. We're going to talk about West Virginia schools. Their public schools are disappearing. 24 schools have been decommissioned, basically, because of the voucher program that they have in the state. I pulled this TV audio of news coverage there. Let's play cut 126. Here we go.
Amanda, a lot of people are putting the blame on one particular organization or program. So far this year in West Virginia, school boards have voted to close or consolidate 8 schools in addition to those from Nicholas County you just mentioned. But the state superintendent of schools says the number could rise to 26. The West Virginia Center on Education or Budget and Policy is blaming the introduction of Hope Scholarships, where families can reclaim education tax dollars and pay for private education. While conservatives favor that choice, critics say the scholarships have already drained away an estimated $50 million from public schools.
What you're hearing across the state, communities are very angry to see their community schools shut down, to hear about, you know, bus rides that could be upwards of 3 hours for a lot of kids.
The legislature and governor-elect Patrick Morrissey must address the funding shortfall when the legislative session begins in February. But Morrissey and the Republican supermajority are strongly in favor of keeping those Hope scholarships. In fact, as Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey's office defended the constitutionality of Hope scholarships at the state Supreme Court, and they won.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a red herring. Well, it's constitutional. That isn't the point, you know.
No.
It really isn't the point at all. Especially, you know, all the communities that are complaining about it, and yet they're still going to plow ahead on this, Tim. What do you think?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, how you look at that is to, well, first of all, what is the intention? You know, it's interesting to hear on the news right there that they said, well, the Republican majority controlled disagrees because they like them.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, why do they like them? Well, listen to the beginning part of the story, because this is something we've been saying, you know, in the world that have been going up against vouchers and, quote, tax scholarships and everything, is they decimate and destroy public schools. So when you hear somebody say we like them, mm-hmm. you have to see then what is it that you like about them? They like the fact that these are closing down public schools. That's all. That's why they like them, because that's always been the intention behind shifting taxpayer money out of public schools and then giving it to, quote, parents to put into private schools. And so that is just a simple way of going, but no, we're not closing public. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You're the ones who are putting this out there and making this happen. And yeah, you talk about in rural areas, and you know, we've been pointing this out for this, particularly this election, people, particularly in rural areas, first of all, usually don't have a lot of private school choice to begin with.
Right.
And but they like their public schools and don't want them to close down. But as you point out, John, here, and you know, this is the reality in a lot of states, the people don't have the ability to have a voice to then control and or advocate for the policies, because the legislatures have taken this out of the control of the voters and have this made this their own issue that they're railroading through. So, you know, anywhere, so rural Wisconsin, this could be happening too, because the same thing has happened in Wisconsin. There is no voter acknowledgement to say, would you like school vouchers?
Yeah, that's true. You know,
they're just taking them totally out of the discussion because, well, you know, Republican legislators, they know what's better for rural people.
That's right. they do have listening sessions, right? And a lot of people turn out. In fact, 90% of the people who turn out are for their public schools and saving them. And yet at these listening sessions, the Republicans have just a few of their own guests who support privatization. And for some reason, they always side with them. You know, the one or two people that show up, and yet they've got a crowd filled rooms of parents who want to save their public schools, right. And yet they lose each and every time. And you're talking to Jill Underley, our superintendent of public schools in the state, in one of your podcasts. And you know, when Act 10 was passed, they passed Act 10 not just to, you know, vilify teachers and take away their rights and their point of view as far as what they want to do in the classroom. They wanted to take away the funding that the unions, that the teachers have to fund Democratic legislators. That, you know, people who run for office, they want to take away that funding source. And that's the only reason that they wanted to destroy the teachers union at that point. And then what we have here is when we have Democrats that jumped on board when they first instituted these voucher schools in Milwaukee. They did this to, you know, basically try new things. And they thought, well, if we try new things in these private schools, we can bring them to the public schools and make them better.
Yes. Well, these they called them labs of innovation.
That's right. They did that at the
labs
at the
of
time.
Innovation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And now they're actually because they're private schools, they won't share the information.
Well, they won't share the information, but you know, the biggest reason they won't share anymore is because the original sharing actually showed that the innovation or whatever, the private schools, the voucher kids actually do worse.
Yes.
In those schools. So now all of a sudden it's unconstitutional to know what's happening in these private schools, right, because they're private, darn it. And what the biggest reason there is because they don't, you know, if you really are saying, well, these kids need a better school to help them perform better academically, 30 years now, it doesn't happen. That's not what goes on. But what does continue to happen is that you continue to drain resources from the local public schools, which, you know, here in what you're saying in West Virginia and in a lot of rural areas, that typically then means the closure of your local schools.
Yeah, there's a quote. I sent you the quote. It's Charles Goff, mayor of the town of 100 in Wetzel County, said this to the board members: most towns die after a closure of a high school. Towns lose incorporated status, lose elected officials in town, and it leads to fire departments closing and town charters being revoked. That includes losing EMS. We're an hour away from the hospital, and fire and EMS are crucial to our community. That's what they lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but well, here's the other part of that, though, too. They call these parental hope scholarships because, you know, we want to make sure that parents have control and the ability. Well, think about that. You don't get to choose, though, whether or not you want them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so it's a mess. I just think that we need to constantly be pointing out these stories and pointing out the reality of the truth of what this is. This isn't a hope scholarship. This is a direct withdrawal of the limited public funds that are there for our schools and for our communities. and taking it out of our local public schools and moving them into private areas, which actually then hurts. And even in smaller places, ends up closing your local public schools.
Right. And the bus rides are much longer in the rural areas.
Yes.
And have you heard about the internet being available on these buses, some Wi-Fi? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, they supply the buses with Wi-Fi systems, so people can do their homework on these long bus rides, apparently. I don't know where they're doing it.
You get on the bus and you can, get your electronic feed from the classroom. Look at Sam.
Well, I'll just chime in because I was recently in high school as of like 5 or 6 years ago. When I was in school, our district didn't have that. But I remember reading multiple news stories when COVID was happening that, prior to this, a lot of people complained about it because, people thought that kids weren't going to do homework on the bus. They were just going to go on the internet and do whatever. But then during COVID, they parked these buses in neighborhoods that lower income neighborhoods that many people couldn't afford internet in, so that kids could still do their schoolwork remotely.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a thing in some places.
It's pretty cool. I would assume it costs quite a bit of money to have something like that in these buses, modern buses. So, It's not a good thing, and I don't understand. I've never been able to understand, Tim, why people thought it was a good idea to send kids to private schools that are unregulated, where you don't really know what's going on at all. it could be anything.
In fact, now, again, there's a history there. When the early voucher movement, which started in Milwaukee, as you point out, that actually was required. That was one of the things that they had, which was total transparency, and that if you're getting this money, that all of the results, in fact, the academic results, and remember, those people who wanted these things, they were absolutely convinced that kids would do better in these schools. Mm-hmm. And so they agreed to the full transparency. When the results started coming out, now we're a private school, and what we do, it's none of your business.
Right. Intellectual property of the private schools, right?
Right. But, there's just a whole lot there. And even all these statistics, complicated things, I like to remind people here the intent. The intent is to do away with public schools. And so as long as you continue to understand what they could call it, a hope scholarship, a voucher, they can call it choice, whatever you want. It is a plan at the state level to defund and do away with public schools.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And Tim, you talked to Dr. Jill Underley from the Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Schools. And when is that podcast? Have you already dropped that podcast?
Yep. Dropped yesterday.
Okay. So what did you learn from that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had Dr. Underley on to really put forth the announcement that the DPI really put a budget request, a historic budget request, to address the, years and years and years of underfunding, divestment out of public schools, a $4 billion budget that would actually do some real good to help. And again, it wouldn't make up for the years of underfunding because, as she points out, the inflation rate in there, it's tremendous. But this is the first step at actually restoring the funding of public schools across the state of Wisconsin. And very particularly, there is what they call the special education payback that they give. Some people go, it's a little bit complicated, but they're going to get, school districts will get reimbursed 75% of the costs for educating special education students.
Right.
That's a huge, huge, I don't want to say favor. If you're a superintendent and you're looking at your budget and you're looking at the costs to educate your kids, and to know that the state is going to reimburse 75% of the expenses, it is, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. We used to fund schools two-thirds funding. It's down to less than a third at this point now, too. So we've got problems here in the state. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll talk about Matt Damon's mom.
It's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Coming right back. Winter
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning with Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment. But first, Gordy, what do you got there?
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I've been
ready for this? Better sit down. Oh, you're already sitting down. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Check them out online. You'll find out about their lifetime guarantee and also some great accessories you might want to give for the gift-giving season, right?
All right. Okay. Dr. Tim, you filled in for Dom Selvia recently. Right. In fact, we're working on that vacation schedule that he has for the John and Gordy Morning Show as well.
What? Wait a minute.
Takes a little time off here. And you had a very special guest on during your fill-in. Tell us about that.
So on Tuesday, I filled in for Dom, and the first hour, and you know, sadly Tuesday was the day after the shooting, school shooting in Madison, and our guest, we were able to have a guest. Her name's Abby Clements, and she was a second grade teacher at Sandy Hook during the Sandy Hook massacre. She has now since gone on to have an organization to help and, in fact, really push for the needed changes to stop these things. And we had a really candid conversation about what happens during school shootings. And she gave some really, some really sound advice to how to help the survivors and the community. And I would put this out there. First of all, go listen, download that episode of the first hour of Dom Show on Tuesday. But she had, really clear advice. She said the best thing is that for everybody who's around, to always let the community know you're available. Yeah. And don't ever say, if you need anything, let me know. Mm. Always point out, because when you do that, you're putting it on them. And she said, you cannot show up too much to tell people that you're there to be there for them. And so, again, sounds awfully simple.
Yeah.
But sad. But I mean, Abby was great, and her organization, her national organization, as she keeps saying, you know, sadly, it continues to be necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, great. She was just super, and you just imagine. I mean, she was a second grade teacher during Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And she recounts that too, and just talks about, you know, what happens during school shootings is that from now on, this will always be everybody associated with this. This will be that day that they have to remember forever.
That's right. That's right. We have a text here from Pete out in Winneconne. He says, regarding school funding is a large part of my property taxes. I was under the impression that it allowed because I have a voice in electing the school board. Why am I being forced to fund schools that I don't have any control over? What's your answer to that?
Because you're not smart enough to make decisions that are good for your community. You have legislators that know better.
That's it, see?
Wow.
That's how simple it is.
Well, I mean, what else can you conclude when you have Pete point out something such as, you know, a very simple fact? It's land. I pay the taxes. I'm supposed to be voting for the school board. We vote for the school board. But then even these elected school board members have no ability to say, wait, you can't take our money. And that is because the legislature has taken away the rights of citizens to control the education of their own kids and families.
I think it also has something to do with buying in quantity. You know, if the state pays for it, it brings the price down for all the schools in the state, what they contribute. And the local communities can certainly add to that if they want. So I think that's part of it. Why don't we get to Matt Damon's mom here real quick?
I'm going to find out more.
Almost out of time.
Yes. Got a couple minutes left here. All right.
Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on. Matt Damon's mom has got it going on.
Okay. I listened to that podcast. It was fantastic stuff, but she was also talking about, you know, that we've had 20 years of no critical thinking being taught in the schools. Right. I thought that was a big point to make.
That's a huge point because, you know, and we used that to say, like, how did we get here?
You're right.
Let's be honest, you know, how did Donald Trump get elected? And because the electorate, and you start looking and saying that the complexities that life gives us, well, you have had a 20-year assault on actually taking apart the school curriculum and just reducing it to simple reading and math scores. And so the reality is that those are what are tested. And so that's what's taught. And so you have seen stripping away social studies, art, sciences, even all of those content areas where we actually learn to think, learn to dig deep, and you start to spend more time with groups learning how to process information. Well, you know what? After 20 plus years of not doing that, we start to wonder about going, you know, so what is the educational outcome of that? Does it result in this type of an election? Because our electorate, the public, has been miseducated.
Yep. And they're teaching the civics test to pass out of the grade.
Well, and even the civics test that they're mandating is just a simple, America's awesome.
Yeah.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. The podcast, Busted Pencils, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and also they're on Saturday afternoons on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim.
Great stuff, Tim. Thank you.
Coming back with the grown-up gift list text to win contest right around the corner.
As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. their sacrifice, and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown next week appears dead in the water as the president-elect and those close to him torpedo the plan. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin holding his traditional year-end news conference, saying he will ask Syrian President Assad about the fate of U.S. journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. In France, Gisèle Pelletier is expressing support for other sexual assault victims after her husband and 51 men were found guilty of assaulting her after she had been drugged repeatedly for years. This is ABC News.